Hello.
Hi, Yasmin. It's Louisa.
Hi, Louisa. How are you?
Okay, I guess. Actually, I'm not that great.
Oh, no? What's up? Is something wrong?
It's the presentation for our course. You know, the one on remarkable people who have done something really interesting or unusual. I'm having trouble doing it. Have you finished it yet?
Yes, almost. I just have to write a conclusion.
Good for you. I bet it's really good.
Thanks, Louisa. I'm pretty happy with it, but the introduction's not great. It needs a little more work. How much have you done?
Well, I haven't done all of it.
All or any of it?
I'm not very good at finding things to present. I'm having trouble thinking of ideas. Who did you do yours on?
I chose Seema Nadjar. She's a remarkable woman.
Who's she? Why are you interested in her?
Well, she's from Jordan. She was working in fashion. She used to be the head of a modeling company before, and she worked with female Arab clothing designers. So she has had a lot of success. But she is famous because she started a website with videos in Arabic showing people how to do things. And without even marketing the videos, they started getting 1 million views a month.
How did she do that?
Well, the videos are based on what people are searching for the most online. They are often about fashion, food, health, parenting, and art. Many of the people who view her videos are Saudi Arabian women. Another interesting thing is that she is a mother who is working full-time. Some of her videos help other mothers to have better health after they have their babies.
That's great that she has become really successful. Is there anything else about her life or her company that's amazing?
When her company started, most of the videos were made by people in their 20s. Nowadays, she has three full-time workers making videos. She says that as her company gets bigger, she wants to start hiring others to make videos too. This will help more people get jobs. That's important because a lot of young people in her area don't have enough work. So she's an entrepreneur, a company leader, and a working mother.
That's amazing. Wow. I need to find someone like that.
Why don't you do something on Yoshiro Nakamatsu? Do you know about him?
I don't know a lot about Yoshiro. Who?
Nakamatsu. Well, he was born in Japan. He is now over 90 years old and he is still an inventor.
His life doesn't sound that extraordinary.
He has created more than 3,000 inventions, including a chair that is supposed to help you think better. Some of his inventions are a bit odd. Like a pair of shoes made for jumping and glasses in the shape of eyes so that other people can't see them. He even made fake hair that can help keep you safe from others. I think Nakamatsu's situation is a little different from some inventors because not everyone agrees that he has that many real inventions. But he does have a lot. Also, he didn't retire even after he reached the age of 80. You might want to look up more information about him online.
Okay, I'll check him out.
Do you know what the teacher wants us to present?
Well, I'm not sure I understand everything.